Well, the recall of MPs is a bedded law, and in fact, the Speaker has, with all due respect to his office, has contradicted himself. He has made earlier rulings where he said that he is not a court, and no facts have changed, and he has not given any new facts in terms of the audio of the ruling that we had.
Mr. Gutu, is this ruling vexatious?
Absolutely not vexatious. What the Speaker, the Honorable Speaker of the National Assembly, as well as the Honorable President of the Senate have done is to simply give effect to the letter and spirit of the provisions of Section 121 in brackets 1 in brackets K of the Constitution of Zimbabwe.
Mr. Mafume, do you have a legal leg to stand on, and are you going to appeal?
Yes, we have legal legs to stand on. We have the Constitution this behind our back. You cannot say somebody has formed an alternative party when there is no Constitution, there is nothing, there is no right to recall in our Constitution as people are putting it. Our Constitution says when one changes political party. That has not happened. There is a dispute of centers of power in the political party. But we know, we all know what has happened. Gutu has been, has promised Jonathan Moyo the Cholocho seat that he has been fighting. Yeah, he has been assured that he will not be contested in Harare East where he wants to be. So like they are sharing houses with ZANU-PF, they are now paying Lobola and sharing parliamentary seats. We cannot hide behind the reading of
sections
and the reading of things like that.
Mr. Good, your response.
Look, I was laughing, blessing, because Jacob is an attorney at law like myself, and he knows that what he has been saying is nothing but a blue lie. And not only that, that is downright defamatory, because he's alleging that there is a deal that I've entered into with Jonathan Moyo, in terms of which I would like to personally benefit, which, of course, is, yes, is a pack of lies. That's absolute,
no,
utter, complete nonsense and hogwash, and it has to be dismissed,
yes,
with the contempt that he deserves. All we are saying is that we are invoking the provisions of Section 121(1)(k) of the Constitution of Zimbabwe. This is not about Gutu personally benefiting from this.
Mr. Mafume,
you have both said you are not going to contest in by-elections. Let me ask this again. Are you going to contest if there are by-elections in the constituencies that have been declared vacant today?
The only way we are going to contest is if they are free and fair elections.
Mr. Gutu, are you going to contest in these by-elections?
We have a resolution of Congress that we are not going to participate in any election until certain specified electoral reforms have been carried out. That resolution still stands, but all we are saying is the matter will then have to be referred to the National Council.